Last night there was a moving report on UTV Live Tonight with Sharon O'Neill. She went to Warren Point, she spoke to Seamus Heaney. Seamus had been the victim, as indeed other members of his family had been victims of a tiger kidnapping. And as well as all the jewellery that was stolen from his store, they lost something very special indeed. Here's a reminder of what the family had to go through.
Seamus Heaney has been through an horrific ordeal. Held hostage with his wife and daughter at gunpoint, in the place they should have felt most safe, their home.
It's very, very traumatising. It just hasn't sunk in a whole lot yet, you know. Total relief that we're all okay. But I don't think it has sunk in, actually, what went through in those couple of hours.
Sunday night, and Seamus, Hilda and their 20-year-old daughter Stephanie were relaxing at home just outside Warren Point. But at 8:30, a four-strong gang burst in.
Came into the living room with balaclavas on, told us to get on the floor right away, and one was waving a gun around, and then they tied our hands behind our backs on the floor. It was myself, my wife and my daughter Stephanie.
How terrified were you?
Very, very terrified.
And did they say anything?
They told me, they pointed the gun at me and said, "Now you know what this is for, we just want you to do exactly what we say, because if not, we'll shoot your daughter in the leg."
The gang clear with their instructions. Seamus feared if he didn't comply, his family would come to harm.
If somebody has a gun, they mean to use it. That's the way I looked at it, and I was going to do. I offered, I said, "Whatever you want done, we'll do for you. You won't have to use that. What do you want?"
And what did they say?
Well, they started after tying us up, they started telling us what they wanted. They wanted any money and jewellery that was in the house. And don't tell us any lies, or you know what we'll do.
Were you allowed to talk to your daughter or wife?
No. When I made a few suggestions, I was told to shut up and shut up and stay shut.
This was only the start of their ordeal. Hilda was then ordered to drive alone to the family business, a jeweller's here in the centre of Warren Point, and fill up a bag with valuables. The gang had other plans for Seamus and Stephanie.
Myself and Stephanie were taken away in my car around the country roads.
While your wife was at the shop?
Yes, with a blanket over us in the back of my car.
Must have been terrifying. Did you think that was the end?
Absolutely terrifying.
The gang then met up with Hilda. All three were taken to another location and dumped in a field.
It was actually very relieving that we were still standing there, not hurt, badly, badly shook up. But a relief that they had gone.
And what did you say to each other?
We just cuddled each other and says, "We're all okay."
The car used by the robbers was later found burnt out in the village of Burren. Not only did they flee with jewellery from the shop and the family home, but a cherished GAA medal belonging to Seamus's father, Jimmy. He was part of the first Down team in 1946 to win the All-Ireland Junior Final.
And I had asked them to even leave that because it's a family heirloom that I had offered to look after and keep safe, in my safe, in the house. And one of the raiders says, "Yes, we'll do that for you. We'll take it out of the bag and leave it." Of course he didn't.
Absolutely didn't. Seamus is on the line and he's available to speak to us. Seamus, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Seamus, how are you feeling today? You've had a terrible few days.
In. It's bit by bit sinking in as I relive things and think it over again. And sometimes I think I still think it hasn't happened, that I'm going to waken up and it was all a big dream. But obviously it did happen and it's not a dream. So we're just trying to get on with things bit by bit.
Terrible, terrible experience. The police continuing to investigate it. I'll not put you through describing everything that happened again because we've had it all there in the comprehensive report from Sharon.
Yeah.
I want to put the spotlight on the medal. And thankfully, I know your children and your nieces and nephews and everyone, they've been tweeting the picture. We've been tweeting it yesterday ourselves. It's a very, very special medal. The Down team of 1946 won the All-Ireland Junior Championship. Some people who aren't across football might think that's some sort of schoolboy boy football. It's not. It's senior football, but at a junior level. And it's really set the template for the great down teams of the 60s to come along, the confidence that they garnered from players like your dad, Jimmy Heaney. And that medal is so, so special. And I've had the privilege myself of holding that medal in the past. I've seen your dad, your late dad in the past, wear it because he wore it as a bracelet, didn't he?
He did indeed, yes, because originally it was a loose medal and he wanted to wear it at functions and things and show it off a bit because, you know, he was always very, very, very proud of it. So I made it up into a bracelet for him that he could do that with, which he was very pleased with. And a lot of people admired it everywhere he went when he was at functions, you know.
And the medal was actually mounted. I see this nice picture as well this morning. The Irish News have been kind enough to put the picture in too. And it says Jimmy Heaney's Down Junior All-Ireland Championship Medal 1946. Was it in that frame when they took it or was it loose when they took it?
It was just loose when they took it. The frame is still here. It was just loose.
And obviously, you know, in the real world, in the ideal world, everything would be returned. But this, if we're going to put the spotlight on this medal and live in some sort of hope that because of so much coverage about this interview and about UTV speaking to you yesterday and all the tweeting and whatever that's been going on, I would imagine, at least out of curiosity, the people who are responsible for this may be tuned in, they may be listening. And you know, I would say to them at a personal level, if they want to send me the medal, if you know, or tell me where the medal is, I'll collect the medal. Because you know, Jimmy Heaney may have been your dad, and obviously it's a very special family heirloom, Seamus, but he was also the chairman of our club at the time we were most successful. And you know, it's a very special medal to anyone who was in any way associated with Bourne football.
It certainly is. The Bourne people were very, very proud and loved my dad, you know. He was a man you loved from the minute you met him. He was interested in GAA through and through, and right through from schoolboys right through. He encouraged everybody right through, right up to senior. And as you say, the success he had over the years when he was chairman, he managed teams, and he was just dedicated to Bourne GAA and indeed Down as well.
Totally. And anyone who's ever had an All-Ireland medal in their club, or indeed if they're lucky enough to have had one in their family, will know how special a medal like that is. Now, we're really sort of putting out a plea to whoever might have it to take some sort of step to return it anonymously to us. And of course, there are many ways that they can do that. They can post it back to you. They can post it to me. They could give us a phone call and tell us where it's sitting. What would it mean to you to actually get it back?
It would mean an awful lot to me and the family, you know, and I would say all my father's friends from the GEA as well are very concerned about this too, like yourself, Frank, and it would just mean the world to us to get it back, to be honest.
And I know in the report last night you had volunteered really to look after it in the safe because you've brothers and sisters and a lot of nieces, nephews, Jimmy's grandchildren and whatever. It's very much an heirloom, this.
It certainly is. Certainly is. So I'd just like to have it back, and as you say, Frank, they know where we are, you know, really. So you know, they can drop it back or do something, even hand it into the police barracks or yourself, you know, anywhere. Just let's have it back, please. That's all I can say.
Well, you've made the request here on the programme, Seamus, and I do hope that they are listening, and it would be great if we got some information as to where the blimmin' thing is sitting at this present moment in time, and we put our hands on it again and return it to your family. Seamus, it's going to take a little while to get over the trauma of what you've been through. Do you still have the appetite to go back into business and continue on with the success of your store there in Mourne Point?
Most certainly have, Frank. Yeah, we're going to get back. The shop's open today again, and we're going to get back and going. We're not going to die down on this. We're just going to get going bit by bit and get going again. You know, this is it. We'll just carry on. And, I'd just like to take the opportunity to thank all the people that have shared this. There was 1,200 shares on Facebook about this item. And I just appreciate all the help and support and phone calls from people, friends, family, and general people. They're complete strangers to me, a lot of them, but the support out there is unbelievable, and yourself included, Frank.
Yeah, the Warren Point Bourne community, I'd imagine, come to the fore here and rally round when a family goes through a trauma like this.
Yeah, certainly do. You know, they definitely do. They're just behind us 200%. you know, it's just unreal, the support that we've been getting here.
Well, that is reassuring to hear, Seamus. We do hope you find it, or we do hope it is returned. Thanks for speaking to us, Seamus, because I know you're bound to be exhausted since Sunday night. Thanks for your time. Thank you.
Okay, Frank. Thank you again.
So there's the plea. It's very simple. It's very polite from Seamus Heaney in Warren Point. If you know where that very special medal is, do get in touch with us. You can ring us 90333105. You can send us a text 077 66 105 105, and someone can go along and just collect it, or you can pop it in the post to us. Frank Mitchell, UTV U105, Belfast. It will get here tomorrow morning if you have it. On Digital Freeview.